Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today, we're focusing on the topic, Use Me, Lord, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 to 21. Now, let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at his hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man does turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness shall he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at his hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous man sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, and thou shalt have delivered thy soul. When the Lord came to Cain and inquired regarding the whereabouts of Abel, Cain made this very famous statement, I know not, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? For some strange reason, Cain did not realize that not only was God fully aware of what he had done, but God was also trying to help him to realize that he had a responsibility to make sure that he was aware of his brother's whereabouts. A similar message was given by Jesus in the Great Gospel Commission in Matthew chapter 20, verse 19 and 20, where he told his disciples that they must go into all the world and proclaim the everlasting gospel so that men and women will have a chance to make their calling and election sure. God allowed these stories to be placed in the Bible so that those of us living in this time of earth's history can know that he expects us to care about each other and to do everything in our power to help those who are living in sin to have the knowledge regarding the plan of redemption. Today, as I read the word that God said to Ezekiel regarding the responsibility he had to make sure that the wicked and the righteous were given a message from the Lord, I couldn't help but reflect on what I was doing as a Christian. As we read in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 to 21, the Lord gave a very profound message to Ezekiel, which is very applicable to us today. Do you see the high standard that God expected from Ezekiel? By extension, do you see the high standard that God expects from his modern day disciples? Here we see God telling Ezekiel, and by extension, all of us, that the blood of the wicked and the righteous will be required of us if we do not tell them about the plan of redemption and warn them of the coming destruction if they refuse to accept this plan. For us Seventh-day Adventists, the blood of these individuals, righteous and wicked, will rest on our shoulders if we refuse to tell them about the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, verse 6 to 12. The blood of these individuals will rest upon our shoulders if we don't tell them what we know about the investigative judgment and the fact that since 1844, Jesus entered the most holy place in the sanctuary in heaven to begin the judgment. God expects us to let them know that the judgment has already started and that when Jesus comes the second time, it will be to begin the executive phase of the judgment. The book of these individuals or the blood of these individuals will rest on our shoulders if we don't share the information in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 5 regarding the state of the dead. Hear the word of the Lord said, For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. In the same way that God called Ezekiel to give the people in his day a special message, God has called us in this time of Earth's history to give the people a specific message. God has not called us out of darkness and the darkness of apostasy so that we can boast about the fact that we are part of the remnant group of people. God has not called us out of darkness so that we can spread this specific message to those who are lost in sin. Today, God is reminding us of the awesome work that he has placed upon our shoulder and given unto us to go into the world and to teach men and women what the Holy Spirit has taught us. I pray that all of us would heed this warning and recognize that now is not the time to be tearing down the barns that we have built up and therefore build up bigger barns. Now is not the time to be spending on the acquisition of wealth and the storing up of treasures on this earth. Now is not the time to be caught up with the ideologies and philosophies of the world. Now is the time to surrender every year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit and to ask the Lord to use us to spread the everlasting gospel to our family members, to our friends, to our classmates, to our co-workers, to our neighbors, and everyone that we know. I pray that today, as we reflect on this message that God gave Ezekiel, and by extension, all of us, that we will continue to ask the Lord to help us to spread the everlasting gospel to all the people that we know, so that they, like us, will make their calling and election sure. God wants to use us today. I pray that we will continue to allow ourselves to be used by God. Let us pray. Father, you have placed a heavy burden on our shoulders, a major responsibility. Go into the world. Teach all nations. Teaching them to observe what the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have taught us. Help us, Lord, not to neglect that responsibility, to become so caught up with our own bit of activity that we don't put that message out. We have a responsibility to share. Help us to share, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.